on Keeping It Real. I'm your host, Reverend Al Sharpton. And I've been announcing, of course, for you to watch Politics Nation on Sunday. Particularly, it will be the first Sunday morning show that will follow up tomorrow's appearance at a black church in Detroit by Donald Trump. And we're going to really analyze it and break it down, as well as having the pastor who hosts him. He'll be on with me Sunday morning, as well as P. Diddy, 8 o'clock Sunday morning on MSNBC. But I also want to remind you that next Tuesday and Wednesday, September 6th and 7th, will be the annual National Action Network Legislation and Policy Conference in Washington. That's the 2 days we go on Capitol Hill, have senators and congressmen come and present to us from all over the country the legislation that's pending as they now return from Labor Day and return from summer vacation, what they are going to do, what they are not able to do, and I'll challenge them on legislation needed. It's all free. To make sure that you are enrolled in the conference, you can go right now to www.nationalactionnetwork.net, www.nationalactionnetwork.net, or call the National Action Network Washington, D.C. Bureau at 202-293-3232, 202-293-3232, and be with me in Washington next Tuesday and Wednesday for the National Action Network annual conference on Capitol Hill, legislative and policy conference. And then September 18th is the big Triumph Awards, the Cultural and Entertainment Awards for the Cultural and Entertainment Trendsetters. National Action Network salutes every year, and this year Spike Lee will be there, P. Diddy will be there, T.I., Dionne Warwick, former Atlanta Mayor Andrew Young, many luminaries, and you can attend. It will be televised on TV One in October. You can attend the big event on Sunday evening, September 18th. Tickets are free. All you have to do is go to www.nationalactionnetwork.net and get your tickets, so that you are guaranteed a seat. And if you can't go online, you can call the Atlanta office of National Action Network, 678-732-0405. Again, area code 678-732-0405, and be at the big National Action Network Triumph Awards 2016. In Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to have a great night that night. Let's go back to the phones. XL Friday. Let's go to Lamont in Washington, D.C. on WOL 1450. Lamont.
Good afternoon, Brother Al. Lamont King from Street Senators Podcast. Longtime listener, first time caller. Just wanted to touch briefly on the Colin Kaepernick situation. I'm very happy to see, you know, this social political movement that's kind of taken over, you know, with people of all ages. And just the one thing I want us to be careful about is, you know, the devices that they use against us to manipulate our opinion. You know, with him taking a stance and protesting the actual song, you know, it's sitting down and not observing and standing at attention with your hand over your heart. I mean, these are customs. These are traditions. And, you know, we have to ask ourselves, where did these customs and traditions come from? What are they rooted in? And what makes someone else think that we are obligated to do these types of things that have no more real technical significance than pinky swearing or cross my heart, hope to die? So you just gotta look deeper in how they're spinning and twisting the actions that we take. You know, they're calling this man unpatriotic. And it, from a patriotic standpoint, he's as much as a patriot as a Patrick Henry or a Thomas Jefferson, who, you know, used their platform to make a statement and take a stand against a tyrannical government as they saw it during their time. So I just want us to keep our eyes open and stay woke, if you will, to the devices that are being used. You know, they're taking Black Lives Matter out of context, taking Colin Kaepernick's protests of police brutality and other unjust injustices out of context. And we have to stay the course and just kind of pay attention and make sure we're studied up and we have our research in order, whereas though we can combat, you know, these Tommy Laurens and these Bill O'Reillys and any other talking heads and pundits that will try to take away, you know, by using fake outrage. And when I say fake outrage, I mean, how are you outraged and incensed at him not observing the Star Spangled Banner, but you're not outraged and incensed at what he's actually protesting and why mm-hmm. he's actually sitting. So I just wanted to throw that out
And what the Star Spangled Banner actually says. You're not outraged. You're right.
Yeah, and outraged at what it says. And the last point is, you know, if he would jump out there, you know, in a perfect world, I would want Colin to jump out there and announce his support for Donald Trump. Because my theory is every criticism would fade. Because Donald Trump is saying keep America, make America great again, and so that's implying that America is not great. So Colin Kaepernick's statement is almost identical to that. So that again, the fake outrage comes in when you know you're mad at one person for saying the same thing that another person is saying, and that gets into privilege and entitlement, and that's a whole nother conversation. But I appreciate you taking the time and
Thank you. Thank you for your call, Lamont. Let's go to Demetrius in Cleveland, 1490 WERE. Demetrius?
Yeah, how you doing, Reverend? How you doing, Reverend Sharpton?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. Thank you. I just want to comment on a few issues. I was watching a PBS news last week, and they were speaking on the refugees who immigrated to Germany, and the Black refugees who settled there. A lot of them are being deported. A number of them complain that the German government look at them as being drug dealers or not wanting to work, when actually they are looking for opportunities to work. But because of the propaganda that's been spread against them as being Black, as not wanting to work or as being drug dealers, you know, it's difficult for them to find work, and they're being deported at a higher rate than, say, migrants from the Middle East countries. And I believe a lot of that propaganda comes from, you know, the propaganda comes from the United States, you know, put out Black people as being criminals, or as and some of the music that's being put out, not all music, but that's why it's important for some of our artists who put out music to have a balance and not just negative music, just selling drugs, even though that might be the experience. We also have to put out music that shows the good things that Black people do, because a lot of nations that are not familiar with Black people look at the negative. And
hold on 1 minute, Demetrius. I'll let you come back right after the break. Keeping it real. Exhale Friday. 1-877-532-5797. 1-877-532-5797. Shopton. Keeping it real. Be right back.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real. Keeping it real. With Al Sharpton.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-715-9035 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-715-9035. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-715-9035 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-715-9035. That's 800-715-9035. 800-715-9035.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-431-4290 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-431-4290. That's 800-431-4290. Again, 800-431-4290.